John Kerry was in Florida today, gearing his message to laid-off workers and families of service people. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry is now trying to summarize 2 years' worth of campaign arguments for the 4 days left in this election. Speaking in Orlando, Florida today, Kerry said Americans have a choice of a different kind of future, beginning with the war in Iraq.
We have the opportunity to set a new course in Iraq, open up a new chapter in our relationship with the rest of the world, and do whatever it takes to defend American troops and to keep our troops safe. This can be our future, but first, we must choose.
Like President Bush, Kerry steered clear of the debate surrounding missing explosives in Iraq after capitalizing all week on suggestions that the Bush administration failed to secure those munitions. Senior Kerry advisor Mike McCurry says the point has been made.
So we feel that argument has now been won, and we move on to the larger argument that we want to make about where the country is headed.
That larger argument that Kerry is making includes choices about not only the conduct of the war, but health care, energy, stem cell research, and the economy.
We have the opportunity to make sure that the American dream touches every heart in this country. We can bring back good-paying jobs for middle-class families so they don't just get by, they get ahead.
We're looking for volunteers and poll workers. Hit the pavement, go knocking door to door to try to get people out to the polls. We're paying $100 a day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Outside the Orlando Centroplex, where Kerry was speaking, Megan Flocken was recruiting helpers for ACORN. The community organizing group is running a Get Out the Vote effort, and Flocken found plenty of interest in the line of Kerry supporters.
What's great here is a lot of people already have plans on Election Day to be going to the polls, either watching the polls, voter protections at the polls, getting out the vote in other ways, working for environmental issues, for Democratic issues.
In Florida, as in 30 other states, some form of early voting is already underway. According to a new Annenberg National Election Survey, about 1 in 7 voters have already cast their ballots. Kerry's public appearances over the next 4 days are all geared towards energizing voters with a message that the election is now in their hands. Kerry is urging his supporters to do more than just go to the polls.
Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors. Call up family that maybe you haven't talked to in a while and say, you got to go vote. Bring people with you. No one can afford to stand on the sidelines and sit this one out.
Rockstar Bruce Springsteen, who played 2 massive rallies for Kerry in the Midwest yesterday, has volunteered for an extra political show in Miami tonight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, West Palm Beach, Florida.